Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about pioneers that homesteaded and settled in the Chelan Valley, who envisioned adventure, freedom, independence, travel, building a new home, knowing all too well that the unprepared and ill-equipped pioneers usually perished. Coping with nature's most ferocious and hostile environmental conditions challenged the hardiest pioneers. The more successful ones made advantageous rearrangements of their environment. And to those early settlers, we can thankfully look back with awe and admiration for their vision of developing this beautiful valley. An example of one hardy pioneer was Mrs. Devon, who lived at Sunnybank with her husband. He became ill one midwinter day in January 1897. So Mrs. Devon went to Chelan on the steamboat Stehekin, along with their rowboat, for she knew she was going to row back. She got the needed medicine and then had to row home 8 miles, mostly in the dark. They continued to live in their Sunnybank home another 5 years before moving to Chelan to be closer to school for their children. In 1889, Belle Hall LaRue was snowbound 11 days on a train trip from Wenatchee to Seattle. They were at a place called Tunnel City in a log building with a sod floor. It was called a hotel. Food was prepared by a cook. Belle Hall wrote, "We watched the Irish woman at her cooking in the far end of the building in her filthy old calico mother hubbard, hair in shaggy strings, uncombed and dirty. We found it was next to impossible to eat. One day a man came in with some papers for her to sign. She was up to her elbows in flour, making biscuits, dough all over her hands. She could not hold the pencil. Looking down, she spotted the slop can. It was sour, stinking, and full. She plunged her hands into the mess, washed them off, wiped them on her apron, signed her papers, and dove back into the biscuits." Another example was David Little, who came to Chelan in 1891. He chose Grant Falls, about 10 miles up the South Shore, for his homestead. Then he sent for his wife, Clara, and their 7 children back in Illinois. She arrived in the spring of 1892. In late May, she wrote to her sister, I quote, "One week ago Wednesday, we all went up to the new house for a pleasant trip. He took me up the mountain back of the house to see the beautiful falls. This week on Wednesday, we carried him up there to rest forever." David was buried up the hill by the falls. Clara Little and her children stayed in the area, and she lived to be 102. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.